Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Pastor Paul Begley and Troy Anderson, Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, as we talk about biblical prophecy. And, of course, the solar eclipse that's coming up in just a few hours now. Their book is called Revelation 9/11. Where do people get the book, Paul?
Amazon.com is a great place to go. But you can also go to Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, anywhere books are sold primarily. And it's really ready. And, you know, when I first, the title came not from me. It really came from the vision. But I didn't know what God was trying to say to me, George. Revelation 9:11. I picked up the Bible and went to the Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, and it said there was this creature, Apollyon, this destroyer, going to crawl out of the bottomless pit and was going to wreak havoc on the earth. And I heard the Lord speak in my spirit, the hour is coming, it's upon mankind. And so, and then the Lord said to me, write it down. And so that's what caused me to say, okay, I got to get serious about this. Something's happening. We're having a shift in reality now. It's not just biblical prophecies that one day will happen. They're happening now. And so the urgency really, really intensified.
And Troy, what kind of an impact did this have on you?
Yeah, I mean, writing this book has actually involved a lot of what's known as spiritual warfare. All kinds of different things happen, but one thing that's really personal is my wife Irene became very ill. She was hospitalized for 17 days. She had severe COVID pneumonia, severe sepsis, acute pancreatitis, stomach bleeding. The doctor told me she only had a 50-50 chance of living. So I asked Pastor Begley and his team to pray for her. Our battery ministries team prayed for, our family and friends prayed for, and I believe God saved her life. She's doing very well today, and I believe God performed a miracle. And then after all this, we got this gigantic hospital bill, this gargantuan. And so we applied to the hospital. We sent them our tax returns, all our assets, everything. And I thought maybe they'd drop it by 25% or 50%, you know, because we were asking me to pray for this too. And then they came back and they forgave the entire hospital bill. So just these two huge miracles. And so even though there's, you know, trials and tribulations, you know, writing this book, also these big miracles, that was a big, big impact on my life.
That's fantastic. Pastor Paul, we know prayer works, but how does it work?
Well, it's faith. You know, it's truly putting your faith in God, believing that his word that he says, and like what he says, if any two of you would agree, touching any one thing, it shall be done. So we believe in something we can't see. That's the Bible's interpretation of faith, is the substance of things you're hoping for, but it's an evidence of things you don't see. So it's quite an extraordinary thing, faith is. But when you pray with faith, believing that God will stand over his word to perform it, then you can see miracles happen. Now, here's what's happened to me in my 40 years of ministry, George. Because I've seen God work many times. I've seen it with my grandmother, who was an incredible faith healer, and I've seen it with my father. And I heard the stories of my great-great-grandfather. But when I've seen it for myself, God doing miracles in prayer, there's two things happen. All right, God's real. His word is real. So then let's see what it says. Well, when you start looking at the prophecies, you don't like all of them, okay? I don't want nothing to do with the mark of the beast, to be honest with you. I don't want to see the Antichrist. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
But I know it's real, and so I have to look at the scriptures clear-eyed, understand that these things are coming. Now, how do we prepare the people? And that's part of the reason for the book, really.
Knowing what you know, Pastor, does it scare you?
Sometimes. It really does. And demonically, you know, you get challenged by the devil. And I'm not just saying in your mind. I mean, demons, demonic spirits will try to intimidate us, will try to create fear to where we will want to back away or not want to look any further. So there is a challenge here, but every time you lean back on God and trust in the Lord, then you realize, well, hey, it's going to be all right because he's always conquered him before. So this give and take, this pull and tug, this joy and dread, these are very convoluted at times as a human mortal, but our faith is beyond what we see here. Yes, sometimes it does bring dread. Sometimes it does bring fear. But we always win in the end if we keep our faith in God.
How about you, Troy? Does anything scare you here?
Well, I've been investigating this stuff for a dozen years. And, you know, I've been an investigative reporter now for three decades. And there is a certain amount of, trepidation about what we see happening in the world. But I just like Pastor Bailey said, I always go back to, my wife, about, I think it was 2016, she says, why don't you keep a journal of things that seem miraculous in nature in our lives? And so every time I'd pray and then we'd see God intervene, I'd write it down in some way. And this journal's now grown to about 180 pages, maybe like over 200 entries of just miracle after miracle in our lives. So whenever I feel some fear, feel some trepidation about what we see happening in the world, the future, I just think about how God, brought me through all these amazing things, for the last 6 years. And imagine if you kept a journal like that your whole life. It's a gigantic faith builder. So I think that in scripture is a way that we can navigate these times ahead. Just draw close to God. He'll take us through.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pastor Paul, we've been watching an asteroid called Apophis, which is going to come pretty darn close to Earth in 2029. What do you think of that?
Wow, I'm so glad you brought it up, because I have been, ever since it was announced in 2004 that this asteroid was coming. I have been watching, monitoring, studying Scripture, and in the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 8, it talks about two deep impacts that hit the Earth. And they're very, very catastrophic to the Earth. Wipes out a third of the ships in the sea. Kills a lot of people. The first one causes what looks like a major tsunami and catastrophic event. The second one must hit land because it poisons the freshwater. It's even called wormwood in the Bible. I really believe as soon as this eclipse is over in the next few hours, you got to look right back to the heavens, because in 5 years and in 5 days, on Friday the 13th, April the 13th, this asteroid, Apophis, the god of chaos, this asteroid is coming. And now that they think that the formula, the calculation of pi may be off just a hair due to gravitational pull on the Earth and all the planets, it's supposed to come within 18,000 miles of the surface of the Earth, which is closer than the satellites that go around us at 22,000 miles. But if this pi calculation is off a fraction, there is the possibility this thing hits us. And even if it don't, George, it's too close. It's so close that the companion rocks that are coming with it, the debris that's coming with it, I truly believe this may be our Revelation 8:8 hour. Some kind of companion rock or debris hits us and creates these two events. So, I mean, I'm watching it close. I mean, it's like number one on my list. And so when I start thinking of it's my "Are you serious?" moment. Okay, I mean, really, are you serious?
Troy, as an investigative reporter, what are your thoughts on this asteroid?
Yeah, I mean, there's been, you know, sort of two versions of official stories on this. You had the initial reaction when it was first detected, and they talked about how close it might come to us. And then there's been some books that came out. Dr. Tom Horn, the late theologian at Skywatch TV. He wrote that book, The Wormwood Prophecy, and quoted some different scientists who said that potentially it could hit the Earth. And so the official line now is it's going to come very close. But of course, you know, look, even underneath some of our satellites. And so there's always that danger that, you know, something could divert it, it could hit something in space. They don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, the Bible does talk about this wormwood asteroid that impacts the planet probably during the tribulation. And so is this? We don't know for sure. But, you know, there's many different these asteroids that are flying through space. We've only detected a small percentage of them. So, my personal belief is that, you know, God holds all these things back. He holds back nuclear war, he holds back asteroids, and so prayer is very important in the protection of our lives and our planet.
Troy, we do a lot of discussions on this program on UFOs, fallen angels, the Nephilim. You've looked at all this prospectively as a journalist. What are your thoughts on those things?
It's all very, very intriguing things. You know, there's that interesting verse in Genesis that talks about the fallen angels mating with women, producing these Nephilim, these giants, these super soldiers of the past of the antediluvian world. Did they return at some point? You know, the famous story of Goliath and that kind of thing. And then there was actually a journalist that we quoted him in Revelation 9:11. He compiled all these old newspaper stories going back 200 years. Of Nephilim, of giants, of all kinds of strange things throughout America, and you know, these huge creatures and stuff, skeletal remains, and you know, supposedly the Smithsonian has kept this under wraps, but there's a lot of intriguing things going on. And then of course you have the whole UFO phenomena today with so many people believe in UFOs and ET, and so we actually explore that in the book. And is there some kind of connection to the Nephilim? Polls show that I think it's 3 to 4 times many people now believe in the existence of ET than believe in God as he's revealed in the Bible, a biblical worldview. And so it's all very intriguing. The Bible talks about a powerful delusion, the great deception. So is this somehow, you know, part of all that?
What are your thoughts, Pastor Paul, on those breaking of the seven seals as it's tied to everything?
Yeah, I think that the first four seals is what four apocalypse, or the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I'm looking at those very intrigued by the fact that, you have first this white horse who's actually this global leader, this Antichrist we mentioned earlier, who conquers the world with a one world government, a new world order, a new system. He's the biblical beast in the Bible. And I see the tracks being laid for that formation, obviously. I mean, it's like rapidly approaching us all around us, where there's a constant conversation of globalism, big bank, big pharma, big media. You know, you go on, the military industrial complex, big space, big food. Everything, it seems to be these conglomerations of all of these major industries. And so you sense this globalism movement so strong, and almost as if we have a two class, you know, an elite class or a governing class, a controlling class, and then the rest. And so we see, this is right down the line of the Bible. You have the red horse of war. Again, when you talk about Ukraine, you talk about with the Russia-Ukraine situation, the Middle East, and then we got China breathing down Taiwan's neck. We got North Korea, you know, Kim Jong-un wanting to go boom, 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 and attack everybody there. You just like Jesus said, wars and rumors of wars. The red horse is galloping. The black horse of food, the economy, distribution of food and water, the whole process. You see it now. When the war broke out in Ukraine and Russia, that's the breadbasket of the world. That's where the wheat and the barley's grown. It's affected
right.
The prices. Look at the inflation and the interest rates, the global inflation, even so much that now the central banking digital currency is in the process of being implemented. I've seen where Zimbabwe is about ready to go to a new currency in 21 days called the you know, the Zen gold currency. And that's just the beginning of it. So we're watching really a rollout, if you will, of these first four seals, the fourth one being the plagues, the pandemics, the diseases, the what we just went through with COVID and what's next. We have, you know, at one hand, we hear Bill Gates tell us that disease X is just around the corner and 100 times worse than we just went through. So these are the first four of the seven. Are they all in play? Are the horses galloping? So in my opinion, we are watching the systematic breaking of these, and then the intensification of this will certainly continue.
The three of us, Paul, we weren't around during World War II. Have you ever seen and felt more strife than we have right now?
No, not George, that's a great question. No, not even close. We're so divisive. In America alone, we are so divided, so divisive, so much hatred, so much anger. People are angry and they don't even know what they're angry about. People are confused. They don't know why they're confused.
Yeah.
No, this is by far. And I was praying about this the other day. I said, Lord, why are everybody at each other's throat? Why can't where's the adults? When are they going to walk back in the room? How come Congress can't even agree on the simplest things? And where is this all going? And he reminded me when he showed me the vision of Apollyon coming out of the pit. He said, the master of confusion is about to be turned loose. You know, George, Lucifer, we've been dealing with for a long time, ever since the dawning of the ages. He's the prince of power of the air. The Bible says Leviathan is the serpent of the sea. But this Apollyon character, he's the worst of them all. He's about to be released. He's the god of the underworld. And he's been bound in this bottomless pit, and he's about to be turned loose.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.